Well, we are living through a winter that is a winter that defies all odds. We have had very little snow. We've had some really cold days around Christmas time, and we've had cold nights, but still, it hasn't been the type of winter that we've expected. And maybe there's some people like me who are happy about that, and there's other people who aren't that happy about that. Well, we've got Winter Weekend in Norfolk coming up. And here once again to talk about it on Robinhood Radio is Sue Frisch and Tom McGowan. Sue and Tom, welcome and thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
And Sue, it's nice to have you back. I haven't talked to you in quite a while on a couple of years on Winter Weekend in Norfolk.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Marshall. And it's ex I'm excited to be able to tell you about some of the things that the town will be doing to welcome people.
All right. Well, let's first of all go over the information about the Winter Weekend in Norfolk, the dates that's going to be running, first of all.
Well, 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to have an early bird special at the Manor House. There's going to be a concert by Michael Cobb and Trina Hamlin, both of which are just fabulous musicians. It's going to be a great evening. And
They
then
are superb.
Saturday and Sunday, the 25th and 26th is the, if you will, official time. And there are so many things to do, I hardly know where to start, both
All
indoors
right. Well,
and outside.
yeah. Well, once again, what we're talking about is Winter Weekend in Norfolk, upcoming on February 25th and 26th, with the early bird special on the 24th. And a reminder, on the 25th and 26th, the events we are talking about are all free unless we mention that there is some payment for it. But almost everything you can do for this weekend is free. So Tom, I mean, what do we have there? Some highlights or maybe some changes from last year?
Well, I think some of the highlights are we have ice skating and we have hiking and skiing and snowshoeing for folks that want to be a little more physical, and a wildlife tracking walk, which is exciting. That is ticketed, that particular last one I just mentioned, the traffic walk. There's just a huge variety. There's an art show, there's an indoor farmers market, which is always fun. The list goes on and on. There's so much to do that there's something for everyone, regardless of what their particular desire is. It's going to be here for weekend in Norfolk. So stained glass window viewing, which is phenomenal. I'll just mention briefly, we drove into this town about 30 years ago by accident, and it wasn't a weekend in Norfolk for us. It became a lifetime in Norfolk because it's like a postcard. We thought we would go to Vermont, and we came into Norfolk and said, wait a minute, this is better than Vermont. And it was just astounding. The churches on the green, the library, and that's what people who come to weekend in Norfolk get to see is what we saw. And it's just breathtaking.
It's hard to believe what the sixth or seventh year of Winter Weekend in Norfolk.
This is the sixth year, and it's growing strong. It's growing and growing. The whole town joins in to put on events to show off the lovely things we have here.
Well, I think that's what's so great about this whole idea is that Norfolk is known as the icebox of Connecticut, and of course the Winter Weekend in Norfolk highlights the town's not only winter activities but other things that go on in the town, which really make Norfolk a very, very, very special place. I mean, you have I can't even list the number of events that you have coming have you have coming up. I know you've got a bonfire and skating that's going to happen. You're going to have a Meet the Farmer dinner. I mean, you've also got some plays that are going to be at the Norfolk Library. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
That's true. There's something for everyone, regardless of what their wish to do or see is, it's here for them.
And the nice thing is spread out over 2 full days where you can really cover almost every event that you want. by going both days and picking the times that you want to go to either the art show or the fly tying fishing workshop, or as you said, the hiking, skiing, and the more, I'll say, athletic events for people that really like outdoor winter events that go on.
Yes, that's the exciting part.
And also, you've got you've got different art shows that are going on as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Three different art shows, two painters and a sculptor who works in wood. And the sculptor is having an opening on Sunday afternoon.
All right. I like this one. I like the title of this one: On Sunday at 1:30 at the Norfolk Library, Books and Booties.
That's a fireside book discussion of a book called The Music of Bees. And if you haven't seen the fire in the great room of the library, you should see it, even if you don't join the discussion. It's fabulous.
Yes. The library itself is one of the most breathtaking pieces of architecture, I think, in all of New England. It's just unbelievable.
Looking at some of the other events at Station Place on Sunday from 2 to 5, this looks like an interesting and fun event. You've got 15-minute recce treatments that are going on. That's at the Healing Nest. But you also have from 2 to 5 o'clock at that same location, 3-card tarot readings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be fun.
Well, anybody that hasn't done a tarot reading, this is your chance to do it. And whether it's real or not, I've been to them, and I'll tell you what, I'm always surprised when I go to a tarot reading about what comes out to actually happen. It really is a lot of fun. And I think talking about a lot of fun, what you have, you talk briefly about the farmer's market. I don't think people realize. I think your farmer's market was one of the first farmer's markets that opened up in this area.
Yes, I believe that's correct. And it's always been an exciting event. Every year, the farmer's market is something that people come from far around to be part of.
Well, there's just so much go on, sir.
I was going to say about the farmers market, I know from seeing the list of vendors they have, there'll be bread, there'll be fresh greens, there'll be artworks, there'll be all kinds of artisan wares. It's a remarkable market, considering what they've been able to pull together in the middle of the winter. It's a very special event.
That's true, Sue. The wintertime, it's unusual for anybody to put this together like that. So it is special.
Well, yeah. I mean, you expect things like this in the summertime when the weather is warm and everything like this. But to line up 2 full days of all the different activities you have. And the great thing about this, Sue and Tom, is that it really highlights all that Norfolk has to offer, not only people who want to live here and do live here, but people who come to vacation in this part of the world. It shows exactly all the different things Norfolk has.
Yes, it does. It does. I liken it. It's almost like you walked into a movie set. Actually, this town is. It's quite something.
You know, as a kid, I always used to love to come to Norfolk and go through Norfolk because of the big walls that you go when you pull into Norfolk. You've got those big walls, and then you've got the strip where you've got all the businesses, and then you can go into Norfolk. But the minute you pull into that town, it does have a special and dramatic feeling.
It does. And the other thing, too, I love about it, because I'm into architecture, is that you can just take a walk and stroll down almost any street and see a variety of architecture from a period of different periods in time. And again, that is like walking into a movie set. It's just breathtaking if you're into architecture. It's not a specific feature for a weekend in Norfolk, but just strolling down any block in Norfolk is fun.
And one thing that I haven't mentioned, and that I guess I should mention, is Norfolk is also home of the Curling Club.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And they have promised us they will be doing something, but people will have to look at our website and the last minute news there, because they're still deciding what it is that's going to be. It may be out on the town rink if the ice is safe, or it may be at the curling club. But our website, weekendinnorfolk.org, will have that news.
All right. So once again, the 6th annual Winter Weekend in Norfolk coming up. And the dates are Saturday, February 25th, and Sunday, the 26th. But as Tom reminded us, there's an early bird special day on Friday, 6:30 to 9:30, Music at the Manor. That is a ticketed event. Michael Cobb and Prima Hamlin, country folk and blues and rock originals on guitar and piano. And by the way, Norbert Brewery will also serve its noted beers there as well.
You can't beat it.
Well, once again, weekendinnorfolk.org is the website for all the information and the latest information. Guys, I want you to have a great weekend that weekend. And, you know, it'd be nice if we got a little snow on the ground and then we got the temperatures back up a little.
Yes.
Pray for perfection every year, Marshall. I hope you'll come and visit that weekend.
I will do my darndest and try it. I just want to thank you guys once again for being with us and giving us Weekend in Norfolk, the winter event, the 6th annual. Hard to believe that this event is now 6 years old. Does that surprise you a little, Sue? I mean, I remember when we first talked about it before the first year, it really has blossomed into quite a great event.
It really has, and I want to remind you that this coming summer will be our 8th annual summer weekend in Norfolk, and it's going to be a humdinger. We've got plans already.
All right. Well, once again, weekendinnorfolk.org. Tom and Sue, thanks for joining us today, and we'll have a great weekend that weekend.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. It's going to be a wonderful weekend.
It certainly will. Thank you, Marshall.